So picture this. It's 1894, Siberia, and some miners are freezing their tails off, digging through swampy, frozen muck. Then, bam, they hit the jackpot. Buried for thousands of years, they uncover a towering wooden idol that's nearly 12 feet tall. Cue jaws hitting the floor. Its surface? Covered in weird geometric symbols and abstract faces that practically scream, "Hey, I've got secrets." This thing, now called the Shigir Idol, isn't just old, it's ancient. We're talking over 12,000 years old, from way back during the Younger Dryas period. That makes it older than the pyramids, older than Stonehenge, older than most of your great-great-grandpa's bad jokes. Oh, and it's the oldest wooden sculpture ever found. No big deal, right? But here's where it gets spicy. Those symbols carved all over it. Scholars are scratching their heads trying to figure out what they mean. A forgotten language? A system of knowledge from a civilization we've never even heard of? Or maybe just an ancient version of Kilroy was here. Let's pause for a second. Who actually made this thing? What were they trying to say? Could the Shigir idol be evidence of an advanced society that disappeared without a trace? Like one of those blink and you missed it civilizations that leaves behind cryptic clues just to mess with us. And what if it's even weirder than that? Legends of Atlantis and Lemuria talk about advanced societies that vanished into the ether, their knowledge scattered or erased. Could the Shigir idol be one of those relics? Or maybe it was carved by people who, I don't know, met them. Like ancient fan art of a lost civilization. But wait, it gets creepier. There's another theory floating around, and it's the kind of thing that gives you goosebumps. What if this knowledge isn't from Earth at all? What if the Shigir idol is, and bear with me here, a gift from beings not of this world? Yeah, I said it. Aliens. Advanced knowledge left behind by visitors from beyond the stars. Sure, it's out there, but hey, so is the idol itself. So what's the real story? Who made it? Why? And what in the world, or beyond it, does it mean? The answer might change everything you know. Let's find out. Let's hop into a time machine and zip back to 1894. Picture this, the middle of Siberia near the Ural Mountains. A group of miners is out there in the freezing cold, chipping away at frozen peat and ice, hoping to strike gold. Spoiler alert, they didn't find gold, but history? Oh, history found them. So there they are, shoveling dirt like their lives depend on it, when one of them hits something weird. The dull thud of peat suddenly turns into a sharp crack. Intrigued, and probably thinking it's some buried treasure, the guy brushes away the soil. What he uncovers isn't shiny or metal, it's wood. But not just any wood. This thing has carvings. What they pulled out of the bog wasn't the jackpot they were expecting, but it turned out to be priceless. Buried in the swamp was a massive wooden statue etched with strange patterns and faces. It was so well preserved, it looked like it had just been carved, like the ancient world had left us a little time capsule. Here's where it gets wild. The artifact, now called the Shigir Idol, was shipped off to a museum in Yekaterinburg, because that's what you do when you find weird old stuff. There, archaeologists started putting the pieces together, literally. Once fully reconstructed, the idol stood nearly 12 feet tall, carved from larch wood, a tree basically designed by nature to defy decay. 12 feet tall? That's like stacking two NBA players and giving them a carved wooden mask. But it wasn't the size that floored people. It was the details. The surface was covered in zigzags, chevrons, and these trippy human-like faces stacked on top of each other. The designs weren't random either. They were deliberate, like someone had a message to send. Except they forgot to leave a "Dear Future Humans" note to explain it all. Naturally, the experts went full detective mode. What did these symbols mean? Were they just decorative doodles? Or was this some kind of ancient memo like "Don't feed the saber-toothed tigers" or "Beware of bog monsters"? Over the years, researchers have had a field day trying to crack the code. Some think the carvings are spiritual or cosmological, basically an ancient people's attempt to map out the universe. Others think they might be an early form of writing, predating any known script by thousands of years. Imagine, this thing could be the prehistoric equivalent of an emoji-filled text message. Here's the kicker. Whoever made the Shagir idol wasn't just fumbling through life. These were people who had the time and brain power to think, create, and carve something they clearly wanted us to find. Why? Who knows? Maybe they were trying to leave a legacy. Or maybe it's just prehistoric graffiti saying, "Kilroy was here." Either way, they succeeded in grabbing our attention 12,000 years later. Alright, let's talk about how the Shagir idol went from old to holy cow, that's ancient. When it was first discovered, experts thought it was around 9,000 years old. That alone made it a historical heavyweight. But in 2018, some updated radiocarbon dating came in with a plot twist. Turns out this thing isn't 9,000 years old, it's over 12,000. Mind-blowing, right? That means it was carved back when mammoths were still stomping around and humanity was just figuring out how to adult. It also means it was carved right before the Younger Dryas period, right before the Great Flood that we hear over and over in almost all ancient civilizations that wiped out all of humanity. The Shagir idol was created at the tail end of the Ice Age, during the Mesolithic period. Back then, most people were still chasing dinner with sticks and moving around with the seasons, just trying to keep from freezing or starving. Yet, here comes this 12-foot carved wooden masterpiece, practically screaming, "Yeah, we're more than just hunter-gatherers." It's proof that even in an era of survival mode, some people had the time, tools, and vision to make something extraordinary. And those carvings? Not random at all. Researchers think they could represent proto-writing, a sort of prehistoric text, before actual written language came along. The zigzags, chevrons, and eerie abstract faces weren't just for decoration. They were deliberate, packed with meaning, and likely encoded some serious messages. Think of it as the Mesolithic version of a cosmic post-it note. But wait, it gets deeper. The Shagir idol wasn't just about practicality. The carvings probably reflected spiritual or cosmological beliefs, like some grand attempt to connect the physical and metaphysical. Maybe it was a guide to the divine, or an offering to higher powers. In simpler terms, this wasn't just art for art's sake. It was art with a soul. Here's the wild part. This wasn't just a fluke creation by one guy who had too much free time. The level of craftsmanship and thought behind it points to a society that wasn't just surviving, they were thriving. These folks were capable of abstract thought, imagination, and preserving their ideas in a way that's lasted more than 12 millennia. That's the ultimate "look what we made" flex. Now, the ideal stands alone today, but chances are it wasn't the only one of its kind. Wooden artifacts rarely survive because, well, wood and time don't get along unless you've got something like a magical peat bog to keep things intact. So for all we know, this could have been part of a much larger tradition of artistry and spirituality that just didn't survive the millennium. The Shagir idol might be the lone survivor of an entire Mesolithic art gallery. And here's where it gets even cooler. This idol puts its creators on the same intellectual level as the folks who built monumental sites like Göbekli Tepe in Turkey. Just like those intricate stone pillars, the Shagir idol shows that human creativity and advanced thinking were thriving way earlier than most history books give credit for. These people weren't dragging knuckles, they were thinking big. The carvings themselves might even hold practical knowledge. Maybe they recorded information about the stars, changing seasons, or their environment, stuff that was crucial for survival back then. Imagine if the Shigir idol is the Mesolithic equivalent of a How to Survive on Earth manual. If nothing else, it's a pretty impressive reminder of how capable humans were, even in an age when mammoth steaks were still on the menu. The Shigir idol blows up the stereotype of early humans as primitive cave dwellers. These people were thinkers, creators, and spiritual explorers who weren't just trying to survive. They wanted to leave a legacy. It's like they knew they were carving their way into history, one zigzag at a time. The Shigir idol isn't just some ancient wooden knickknack. It's a deliberate, thoughtful attempt to communicate. Whoever carved this wasn't whittling away their free time. They were leaving something behind, something that mattered. The real question is, what were they trying to say? Let's pause for a second and think about what it took to make this thing. It's 12,000 years old, which means they didn't have fancy tools or IKEA-style instructions. Carving a nearly 12-foot wooden statue back then required serious effort, skill, time, and resources that weren't exactly lying around. This wasn't a quick let's doodle on wood project. It was intentional. The size, the intricate patterns, the choice of durable large wood, it all screams this needs to last. Some scholars think the idol was more than just a piece of art. The carvings could be a kind of time capsule, holding knowledge these people thought was too important to lose. Maybe it was guidance for their descendants, rituals to honor their ancestors, or even a giant, hey, don't mess this up sign for future civilizations. Whatever it was, it shows these folks were playing the long game. And that's the thing. The Shigir idol forces us to rethink what ancient humans were all about. We tend to imagine them as scrappy hunter-gatherers, just trying to survive the day, finding food, avoiding predators, and figuring out how to stay warm. But this idol tells a different story. These people weren't just surviving, they were thinking big. They were asking questions like, what's our place in the world? And how do we make sure people remember us? They were planners, storytellers, and philosophers wrapped up in Mesolithic clothing. The Shigir idol also fits into a broader pattern. Think about Göbekli Tepe in Turkey, a site where ancient people carved elaborate stone pillars over 11,000 years ago. Just like those builders, the creators of the Shigir idol were trying to preserve something. Maybe it was their worldview, their knowledge, or their mythology. These weren't isolated moments of inspiration. It's part of a deeply human desire to leave a mark, to create something that outlasts us. And here's the kicker. The Shigir idol wasn't just a message to the people of its time. It's speaking to us, too. It's a reminder that even back then, humans weren't just about survival. They were about meaning. They wanted to be remembered. They wanted to matter. So yeah, this 12,000-year-old chunk of wood isn't just a relic, it's a conversation starter. And whether we fully understand what it's saying or not, it's clear that the people who made it had something important on their minds. And honestly, that's kind of humbling. Okay, so not everyone's on the same page about the Shigir idol. Some archaeologists look at its intricate carvings and say, maybe it's just decorative. Maybe it's inspired by nature, or maybe it was some kind of ritual doodling. But come on, look at the thing. Those carvings are way too detailed to be chalked up to a prehistoric arts and crafts session. What makes a Shigir idol stand out isn't just its age or even the carvings themselves. It's the fact that it survived at all. Seriously, wood from 12,000 years ago shouldn't exist anymore. The only reason we're talking about it is because it spent all that time marinating in a Siberian peat bog. And peat bogs? They're nature's version of a climate-controlled safe. Their acidic water, chilly temps, and lack of oxygen make them perfect for slowing decay to a crawl. Bacteria, fungi, They don't stand a chance in that environment. So, while most wooden artifacts crumble into dust within decades, the Shahir idol hung on, like it was waiting for us to find it. This isn't just a one-off thing either. Peat bogs, Arctic ice, desert sands, they're the MVPs of natural preservation. Think about Otzi the Iceman, that guy who's been chilling literally in the Alps for over 5,000 years. Or those ancient manuscripts tucked away in Egyptian caves. These environments are like accidental time capsules, saving bits of history we never see otherwise. Without them, the Shahir idol would have been long gone, and its story would have disappeared before anyone knew it existed. And let's talk about those carvings. They aren't just random scratches. They show real skill. The patterns are so precise, they practically scream, "Look what I can do." Whoever made this wasn't just surviving, they were thriving. This wasn't a quick hack job with a pointed rock. It took tools, advanced ones, and a steady hand. It's a level of craftsmanship that makes you wonder, did these people have a whole woodworking scene going on? Were they innovators in tool making? If so, they were way ahead of their time, showing a technical sophistication most of us don't associate with the Mesolithic period. And here's the kicker. The Shahir idol isn't just about what we found, it's about what we haven't. How many other treasures like this are still buried out there, waiting for us to stumble across them? With modern tech like ground-penetrating radar and satellite imaging, we have tools that could revolutionize how we search for the past. Imagine what's still hidden in peat bogs, under ice sheets, or buried in ancient riverbeds. The idol is basically a neon sign saying, keep digging. This artifact isn't just a preserved relic. It's a mashup of history, innovation, and a wake-up call for archaeology. Its survival isn't just a nod to the past. It's a challenge for the future. What other stories are out there waiting to be told? It's up to us to find them. The idea of a lost advanced civilization, controversial, sure, but the Shahir idol keeps that fire burning. From Atlantis to Mu, these legends have been whispered across generations, cropping up in every corner of the world. Myths, maybe, but myths that stubbornly refuse to fade. Let's not just focus on physical evidence. It's about the mindset of the people behind these creations. These weren't just groups scraping by with sticks and stone tools. They were thinkers, dreamers, and dare I say, artists. They weren't just surviving, they were thriving, leaving behind messages for a world they couldn't begin to imagine. And somehow, one of those messages ended up in a Siberian bog. Now, picture this. A culture living on the brink of an unforgiving ice age. They're watching glaciers melt, rivers flood, and coastlines vanish like bad CGI in a disaster movie. They know their world is changing, forever. And what do they do about it? Panic? Nah, they create. Not just survival tools, but art. Something that carries their knowledge, their spirit, their story forward. The Shahir idol isn't just an artifact, it's their voice. A 12,000-year-old whisper that says, hey, we were here, we mattered, and we've got something to tell you. And that's where this gets profound. The idol stops being a static hunk of wood and becomes a bridge. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. A link between the world, which we barely understand, and our future, where we're still fumbling to piece everything together. It's not just a relic, folks. It's a connection. Thanks for hanging out with me on this wild ride today. I'm Ralph. That's Wendell, and you've just wrapped up another fascinating adventure on The Divergent Files. If you laughed, learned, or just didn't hate it, do me a favor, hit subscribe, share this video, and tap all the buttons that make the YouTube algorithm gods happy. Seriously, the big channels get all the attention, and us, small fry, we're basically running on your clicks and goodwill. But here's the deal. You're not just a viewer. You're the secret ingredient that makes this channel what it is. Your curiosity, your off-the-wall theories, and your what-if questions are what keep this going. So what's your take on today's episode? Do you got a theory that's so wild? or maybe an idea for our next deep dive? Drop it in the comments below. I actually read them all, and yeah, your idea might just become the next video. Also, if you're feeling fancy and like to go the extra mile, consider joining the Divergent Files crew over on Patreon. You'll get some cool exclusive perks, and let's be honest, you'll also be keeping the lights on around here. Think of it as your good deed for the day, and you get some cool stuff out of it too. Remember this, we're not just making videos here, we're digging into the stories they'd rather sweep under the rug. You are the heart of this journey, and I can't wait to explore the next story with you. So until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and know that you are truly appreciated. Catch you next time.